First Peter chapter 2. First Peter 2. Before I read, First Peter chapter 2, before I read, what God will be bringing to us this morning is captioned Priesthood and Sacrifices. Priesthood and Sacrifices. First Peter chapter 2, we read from verses 5 and 9. Because of our time, we're just going to read verse 5 and 9. The scripture says, "You also, as lively stones, you are built up a spiritual house. You are a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by who? Jesus Christ." Verse 9, it said, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." This is the promise of God to all of us. We're talking about priesthood and sacrifices. This scripture we just read is the main passage of the Bible that talked about our priesthood as believers. Not the priesthood of the old covenant, but the priesthood in the new covenant. Our priesthood is one of the great privileges we have as sons and daughters of God. Our priesthood in Christ is a great privilege for each and every one of us. These are things we don't see as rights. Some people may call it rights in Christ, but I wouldn't call it my rights in Christ. I rather call it privilege, because we are among those whom the scripture says we are once in darkness. We were not a people, but the Lord, through the multitude of his mercies, he grafted us into himself. The olive is himself. He grafted us into himself. He said, "Not of works, lest any man boast." It is by grace alone. Priesthood and sacrifices. Priesthood is a privilege for each and every one of us. It's a privilege for each and every one of us that we have been chosen and elected by God. Is a privilege to us. Now the scripture I read, which is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. It says, "You as lively stones." Mark the first item there, lively stones. That is to say, living stones. You are built up a spiritual house. Are you seeing? We are living stones. We are a spiritual house. Then he also calls us a holy priesthood. So we have a holy priesthood. We have a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Our priesthood is so that we can offer unto God spiritual sacrifices. You know, we are in this part of Africa, and our grandfathers and all of that, most of them, they serve idols. Many of them have different shrines where they go to offer up sacrifices. Now the scripture says we are now a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. We are going to see the type of sacrifices God will have us offer. He said, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Before I proceed, I want us to know that our salvation in Christ is not just a hellfire insurance, but a call to priesthood and sacrifices. Our salvation is not a hellfire insurance. What I mean is that there are some people that just want to get saved to escape hell. I met quite a number of people on campus that gave their life to Christ because they heard a rapture was about to happen. So they said they want to escape hellfire, so let them just repent. And they waited. Some of them waited, and rapture did not happen immediately. Some of them went back to Egypt. So what the Lord is bringing here to us is that our salvation in Christ is not just a hellfire insurance. You are not just saved to escape hell. No. You are first saved to be a priest of the Most High. To function in your priesthood in Christ. The priests, they have duties. God will be pointing out our duties as priests to each and every one of us, so that we will know the ones we have not been doing. That's why it is captioned priesthood and sacrifices. You are a royal priesthood. Verse 5 called us a holy priesthood. Verse 9 called us a royal priesthood. Our priesthood is guaranteed. The Bible said in Revelation 5:10, He said He has made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. So begin to see yourself as a priest. You don't need to have money in your account before you become a priest of the Lord. What qualifies you into the priesthood of God is your regeneration by the Holy Spirit. Once you have been saved, you are born again, having the Holy Spirit, God begins to demand sacrifices from you. The sacrifices is what we are going to look about and look on today. So I want us to know that we have leaders in the body of Christ. We have people that God will appoint into specific offices in the body of Christ, in the church of God. But as touching our calling and election, we are all priests unto God. A royal priesthood, a holy priesthood. Verse 5 said, we are lively stones. Lively stones, that is to mean that we are living temples. We are living temples. Hear me very well. When you go to places like India, before you walk up to 3 meters, you see a temple. There are temples everywhere. There are temples everywhere. Those temples, sacrifices are made to different gods. In most of those temples, sacrifices are made, not in most of them, but in all of them. In every temple, sacrifice is always made to a god. I don't know, I told us one certain time that I spoke with an Indian guy. The guy told me, he asked me, how many God do I serve? I said, I serve one God. He laughed. He said, wow, only one. That he serves about 40 gods. Yeah, he serves about 40. When the person needs money, there is a God for money. When you need power, there is a God for power. When you need prosperity, there is a God for prosperity. When you need fruit of the womb, there is a God for each and every need in India. I told him, I serve one God. He said, wow, only one. I asked 40. What I'm trying to say here, the Bible called us live lively stones. Are you seeing a stone that is alive? A stone that has life. Called us a living stone. That's to say we are living temples. You are a temple that has life. He said you are the temple of the living God. The Spirit of Christ dwells in you. So God does not just see us as a temple, but as a living temple. That is in our priesthood. Look at that. The next item it pointed out there is what? A spiritual house. A spiritual house. That's synonymous to with the temple. The next day it pointed to our priesthood. It called us a holy priesthood. So there is the temple, and we now are the priests. Are you getting? You are the priests of the temple. Your body is that temple, and you are the priest. Look at the next word there. It said to offer up spiritual sacrifices. To offer up. Not just a priest to gallivant about, no. But what he's talking about is that there is a purpose. And the purpose is to offer up spiritual sacrifices. That is to say offerings, oblations. In those days, before most of our forefathers will come out, they will go to their shrine in the morning, carry a hot drink, pour on the ground. That's what they call a libation. They'll begin to speak to the spirit in charge of that shrine. They'll begin to say, my children are going out to bless them. They'll drop. They will say, this one is looking for a favor somewhere. Blessing, they will drop. Those are libations. Offerings. Offerings. But now in Christ, it says, we are the priests of God to offer up spiritual sacrifices, and the sacrifices must be acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. In the old covenant, when you see the high priest, you see him with an ephod breastplate. In that ephod breastplate the high priest wears, it's like a jacket on his chest. You will see 12 stones. 12 stones. 3, 3, 3, 3. 3 into 4 places. 12 stones. And those 12 stones, they represent every tribe of Israel. The high priest wear that ephod before they go for atonement. And when they wear that, that represents the 12 tribes of Israel. God began to tell me that as priests, there is a breastplate we should wear in the spirit. That is important for every priest to wear. And that is a breastplate of intercession. The breastplate of intercession. That's to say, we grafting each one around us into ourselves in intercession. Those Old Testament priests, they were chosen by God to serve God with their lives, offering sacrifices daily. Leviticus, somewhere we looked at last time, it said the fire on the altar should not go down, but it shall burn day and night. So they go day and night to ensure that the fire of sacrifice is burning on the altar day and night. So, but everything about the old covenant priesthood, it ended on the cross of Christ. The Old Testament priesthood ended on the cross of Christ. Immediately Jesus died, there was an earthquake, and the temple parted. In the courts, that is to say, there is the outer court, inner court, and there is the holiest. Between the inner court and the Holy of Holies, there is a door, and in that door you see a thick curtain, a veil. That veil is what separates the inner court and the Holiest of Holies, where Shekinah Kabod dwells. But when Jesus died, the earthquake caused that thick material curtain. The curtain divided into two, from the up to the down. It parted. And as that curtain parted, that was a signal in the spirit wherein God says, access granted to everyone. Before, the high priest could not enter anyhow. He does not even enter every day. He entered once a year on the Day of Atonement. But from the death of Jesus, at that very moment he died, that curtain parted and access was granted in the spirit to anyone that will come to the Father. Even the high priest did not dare go to that holiest of holies every moment, but once a year. So access was granted. There are no more restrictions. So anyone can come in through Jesus, the great high priest. Jesus is our great high priest. Then we are lower priests under him. He is the great high priest, and we are also priests to perform sacrifices. So the Old Testament priesthood is over and done away with. You don't need to see somebody wearing a cassock for you to know that the person is a priest now. The person must not wear an ephod and breastplate for you to know he's a priest. No, the priesthood has gone totally spiritual. It is spiritual. Someone can be on his jeans and his polo and is offering sacrifices to God. The priesthood is spiritual. It's spiritual. Priesthood and sacrifices. So there is no one expected to perform sacrifice, spiritual sacrifices to God, except Christians, except those who have received regeneration, who have received a rebirth, who are born again. Someone that does not know Christ and comes and is singing glory, glory, hallelujah, and all of that. God does not receive that. No. Any sacrifice God receives is processed and it must go through Christ. If it's not coming through Christ, it's not acceptable. Are you seeing that? Did you see where you read in 1 Peter 2 verse 5? Do you see what he said? He said to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by who? Jesus Christ. The sacrifice must come through Christ. That's why you pray, you pray, you pray in any name. God does not recognize except it's in the name of Jesus. You are coming under the cover of the great high priest. No priest will just go into that holiest of holies in those days except the high priest. So Jesus is our great high priest. So the priesthood God has given to us is a privilege. It's a privilege. That's why God looked at a man called Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. Cornelius, the Bible called him a devout man. A man that feared God so much with his family. The Bible said even is, look at Acts chapter 10 verse 4. Let me show us something very important about Cornelius. Cornelius was giving sacrifices to God, but he was not updated with the latest version God had brought up. And that latest version was through Christ. Cornelius was still going after the old covenant. Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 10. If you're there, look at verse 4. I read. He said, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? Or rather, let me start from one so you get the message clear. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. A devout man. Are you seeing that? He was a man that feared God with all his house. He said, which gave alms to the poor. He gave alms to the poor. And he prayed to God always. He had a very good prayer life. Now, Cornelius saw a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day. The ninth hour of the day is 3 p.m. in the evening. And an angel of God coming to him and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. Are you seeing? Your prayer and your alms have come up for a memorial. Another word for the memorial there is sacrifice. Your prayer, your alms is come up to God as a sacrifice. Are you seeing? Prayer is a sacrifice. Almsgiving is a sacrifice. As we are going, you'll be seeing the sacrifices the priest ought to be giving. Your prayer and your almsgiving has come up to God as a memorial. Who has another translation that is not King James here? What did your translation say? Your prayer and your alms has come up to God as a memorial. Beloved, your prayers, your almsgiving comes up to God as a sacrifice. So, God, knowing the heart of this man, God wanted to keep him updated with what was in vogue. And that was Jesus himself. Cornelius had not had the revelation of who Jesus is. That's why God, by his mercies, had to keep Cornelius updated so that the sacrifices will not be a waste. And that was when, in the vision, as the angel revealed to Cornelius, told him about Peter. Peter came and led Cornelius to Christ and all his household. So Cornelius became updated, even though he was a Gentile. Then they believed that salvation was only to the Jews. But God broke that wall of partition to tell them that salvation is for all men. So Cornelius, performing sacrifices to God in his priesthood, God kept him updated to say, the process must come through one man, that is Jesus. If it is not coming through Jesus, it is unacceptable. So as priests unto God, our sacrifice goes through Jesus. That's to say, you know what they call DHL? You give DHL, they go and deliver your parcel to the person you're sending it to. Christ is that kind of platform. It's our DHL in the spirit that you give your petitions to, and he goes to the Father and delivers it. The Bible says he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Even till today, Jesus is making intercession for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us, he has us grafted in his chest as the ancient high priest, as those 12 stones representing the 12 of Israel. So, you know where the Bible says we are lively stones? We are one of those stones in his chest. You are one of those stones grafted. You're seeing the way the button is grafted into my jacket. Yes. That's how those 12 stones were grafted on the chest of the high priest on his ephod. That's how we, as lively stones, we are grafted in the breastplate of the Messiah till today. We are grafted as lively, living stones. Living stones. In those days, when before Nigeria's independence, majorly when we were still in gross darkness, when there was idolatry everywhere, in ancient Benin City, while I was doing some of my history courses, I saw that some of these Europeans that came, they will see some oracles in a shrine. They will go and carry it, even in Arochukwu, Abia State. The white men, there are some oracles they will carry. The thing will kill some of them there. But once they touch that idol, the thing will vibrate and they will die. None of them could carry. They had to liaise with some of those priests, pay them and collected it. Some of those oracles are still in some of those museums in Europe till today. Those oracles, those things, a spirit was grafted inside of them. And when those men came, when they touch it, it will be as though they touch a transformer. The thing will shock them, they will die. So God began to reveal to me that we are living stones. In that oracle, what makes the oracle powerful is a principality, a fallen angel, a demon they had invoked into that oracle. So people that serve it, that spirit begins to bring signs and wonders to them in darkness. So that thing becomes powerful that nobody can touch it anyhow. So God began to tell me that that is the picture of what that living stone is. Where Christ is, our spirit is grafted in him. Are you getting me? As you are here, you know the Bible said we are seated with him in heavenly places, far above principalities. How can you be here and you are yet seated with Christ? Are you bilocating? Are you in two locations at the same time? You are here, and the scripture says you are seated in heavenly places in Christ. You are seated here, seated in heaven again. That is that grafting we are talking about. Our spirit is grafted in him. Even while we are here, we are seated with him. We are grafted in his chest, in his ephod, in his breastplate. He's our high priest. He is our high priest. I want us to know that God demands sacrifices from us. The Lord demands sacrifices from us. And those sacrifices, they are very important. They are very important. And that's what we're looking at now. Jesus is that great high priest. Is that great high priest through whom we have access to the Father. He is the great high priest through whom and by whom we have access to the Father. Look at Hebrews 4:14 to 16. Hebrews 4:14 to 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore boldly come unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you read through the book of Hebrews, you will understand the priesthood of Christ, and you will understand our priesthood also. So the priesthood we operate is the priesthood of the new covenant. He calls us the chosen generation. We are that chosen generation that God has appointed from the foundation of the world to offer spiritual sacrifices to Him. It's not everyone that offers sacrifice. Hear me. It's not everyone that offers sacrifice. It is this chosen generation. It is myself. It is you. It is all of us who have been grafted into Christ by virtue of our confession of Him and believing in Him. The Old Testament priest was to be free from all defilement, as symbolized in the ceremonial cleansing. So therefore, God the Father has also made us and declared us holy positionally before the Father. He said, we are a holy priesthood. You know, the priest that was offering sacrifices in the old covenant, when the high priest is going on the Day of Atonement, the high priest must be well prepared. The high priest must be well prepared, cleansed ceremonially before he enters. So God demands holiness from us, not legalistically, but holiness born of revelation. Our priesthood should be before the without defilement. Without defilement. So any of us that defiles his or herself should know that we ought to be offering sacrifices to God, not under a state of defilement. We should always present our bodies a what? Living sacrifice. Have you seen that scripture before? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. He said, for this is your reasonable service. It is a holy priesthood we have. Our priesthood is manifested in true and divine holiness. Living stones built up a spiritual house. See yourself that you are not an empty vessel, but you are a spiritual house. Whether you look beautiful, whether you don't look beautiful to yourself, you are a spiritual house. For as long as you are found in God in Christ, you are a spiritual house. So you are a living stone, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Know that our priesthood is born of holiness. Our priesthood is born of holiness to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now look at some of the sacrifices God expects us to offer. There is the sacrifice of the body. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. The sacrifice of the body. It says, I beseech you, that is to say, I beg you, Paul writing, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. You saw the word reasonable service there? So, we have a service to give to God. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. How can your body be a sacrifice? How can your body, not just being a sacrifice, but a living sacrifice? How does that correlate? While I was meditating on this, the Lord began to tell me that this is what He means for our bodies to be living sacrifices. That's to say, your leg, your hand, your mouth, your brain, your heart, every part of your body becomes yielded to God. Every member, your body now is like a church. They have congregation, there is a hand, there is a leg, there is a mouth, there is the eye, there is the nose. Look at the members of your body. So He said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. That's to say, every member should yield to God. Every member should yield to God. That the head should not allow the leg to walk to where God will not want him to be. The entire body should not allow the hand to touch things God does not want you to touch. Present your bodies. Are you seeing that? The bodies there is in the plural term, not in the singular. Your bodies, that's every member of your body, presented to God a living sacrifice. That's to say, every member of your body is subjected to God. Have you seen where Job said that I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not behold a naked woman, something like that? You make a covenant with not just your eyes like Job, every member presented as a living sacrifice. That's to say, he dies to the passions of the flesh. Every member dies to the lust of the world. Every member dies to the pride of life. That your eyes should not behold what God will not want you to behold. For most of us that peruse the internet often, there are some places you should not even, some sites you should not even enter. Some things you should not even see with your eyes, so that your heart don't get corrupted. So there is the sacrifice of the body, that the heart should not conceive wickedness, that the brain should not think fraud. Every member is subject to the great high priest. Your body is that sacrifice. You sacrifice every part, that everything it should do is to the glory of God. Paul is not just warning the church, he's rather begging, because he knows it's not easy. He knows that the spirit is always willing, whilst the flesh is weak. So he says, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. God began to tell me that the word acceptable there is that every member of our body should be subjected to do those things that are acceptable to God. When this revelation hit me, I was shaking on my table. I saw my wretchedness. He said, present your body, submit your bodies a living sacrifice to God, holy and acceptable. That's to say, anything unacceptable in the presence of God, your body should not handle it. Your body should not handle it. There are some women, some girls, the way they will dress, you will see their nakedness. Some of them, there is no cloth they will wear that you will not see their underwear. He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. This one is not your spirit. Some people will tell you that God is not interested in the body, that you can do with it whatever, that is your soul that has been saved. But your body is a temple. It's a living temple. We are lively stones, a spiritual house. Even the temple of Enochija Sarai, you don't go there and defile it anyhow if you don't want to die. So God is saying, we are these living temples. We should present it before God as a reasonable sacrifice. Any cloth that is not reasonable, the person should not wear. Whatever you know will stumble others. In the matter of dressing, there are many people that have ruled it out and say, believer can dress anywhere, women can dress anywhere, and all of that. But the standard of God will still not change. You cannot be a living sacrifice unto God and be dressing like a harlot. There is contradiction. You are defiling the temple. Before you come out in the morning, you look at yourself well. You say, is this acceptable to God? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Not everything is acceptable to God. Not everything. Not everything. Not everything is acceptable. There's a sacrifice of the body. There is the sacrifice of life. The sacrifice of life. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Let me show you something in verse 2. The sacrifice of life. We are talking about priesthood and sacrifices. Priesthood and sacrifices. Ephesians 5:2. I read from verse 1 to 2. Be you therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. Hello? After the message now, it will not be long. Some of us will start, will call for offering. People will bring out their money, put in the offering basket. Everybody will put an offering. The Bible said Christ put himself as an offering for us. He offered himself for us, his entire life. So, the Spirit of God began to tell me that the sacrifice of Christ should not end there, that we also should replicate the sacrifice. As Christ sacrificed himself for you, you sacrifice yourself for him. You replicate it. You respond. The sacrifice of the body. He said he has given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. Do you know when Christ gave that sacrifice, something happened? When sacrifice comes, God does not see it as sacrifice by per se. It comes as something. It comes as a fragrance, as an odor. What did Ephesians call that odor here? It says sweet smelling savour. So what Christ did on the cross, there's an aroma that passed through the nostrils of God. A sweet smell. Just like you are here now, somebody sprayed a very nice perfume and passed, and the smell gladdened your soul. Ha! That was what happened to God when Christ died. His death on the cross was a sweet smelling. Are you seeing that? Sweet smelling savour. It was like you are passing, you are very hungry, and somebody is frying chicken and rice, and you're just passing. You say, Kai, I wish this person can just call me in. Now, that thing you are perceiving that is cheering up your soul, that was how God saw the sacrifice of Jesus. The men were looking at a Christ that died on the cross. God was where he was, perceiving an aroma that the perfume has not ended till today. He's still smelling before him. That smell is still before him till today. He said a sweet smelling savour, the sacrifice. Have you heard when Solomon carried 1,000 rams or so, sacrificed the 1,000 of them? Hello, is God coming to eat the ram? No, God was not coming to eat the ram. But as that burnt offering was given, the smell ascended to heaven, and there was something God perceived. Woo! He said, who did this? And he looked, and he saw the sacrifice of Solomon. The very night he came, he said, young man, open check, tell me what you need, and just anything you want now, I will deliver. That sacrifice of Solomon, if you read the Bible, we don't have time. It came as a perfume to God. God perceived the odor of that incense, and it attracted him. So the Lord began to tell me that Christ gave himself as a sacrifice to us, and it became a sweet smelling savour before God. So when we give ourselves to, you know when they say give your life to Christ, you are sacrificing yourself to Christ, and that act alone is a perfume before God that you don't need to quench the smell. The Lord give you understanding. It is a perfume that you don't need to quench the smell. As long as you are yielded to God 24/7, God is perceiving that aroma. There are different smells that come. So as Christ gave himself for us, we also should keep ourselves to him, replicating what he did. There is a sacrifice of life. Anyone that is hearing this message, you ask yourself, what kind of perfume, what kind of aroma is coming before God about my matter? Have you seen somewhere in Isaiah where God said, the children of Israel, these people now, they are not like a smoke in my nostrils. You have not seen that part of the Bible? He said they are like a smoke in my nostrils. It was choking the Father. God sent them on exile to Babylon. Our attitude and our actions and all of that, in the realm of the spirit, they are converted to smells, to odors. Some will come as good, some will come as bad. How will you feel? Someone is here, ate one things that are soured. Person now polluted here. Do you know how the order of here will change? Everybody will begin to look in suspicion. And as you are looking, you'll be offended in your spirit. What kind of a useless smell is this? Eh? That's how actions go to the Father. These things, they come before the nostrils of God. And God perceives them. So there is the sacrifice of life. Are we yielding ourselves to God daily? Are we dying daily? It's not just a matter for one person. It's a matter for everybody, including the person preaching. It's a matter for everyone. Are we dying daily? The sacrifice of yesterday is not enough for today. When God gave them manna in the wilderness, bread should not stay till tomorrow. Everyone, fresh every day. Jesus taught them to pray and say, give us this day our daily bread. The bread is daily. The sacrifice you give to God should be daily, continuous. Ad nosim ad infinitum, continuous. Continuous sacrifice. The sacrifice of life is important. Look at Philippians 2 verse 17. See what Paul said. Philippians 2, 16 to 17. Paul says, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. He said he's ready to be sacrificed on the altar of their faith, for them to be strong in faith. He's ready to even, there's a place Paul said he's ready to pour himself as a drink offering for them. These are important matters. Priesthood and sacrifices. God expects sacrifice from us daily. The sacrifice of our body, the sacrifice of our life. There is the sacrifice of our lips. Look at Hebrews 13 verse 15. Hebrews 13 verse 15. The sacrifice of our lips. Hebrews 13:15. It says, by him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Offering the sacrifice of praise continually. Giving praise to God with our life continually. If I want to be a preacher of the letters, I will tell you that the praise alone is restricted to saying, Father, we thank you, and singing a praise song. That is part of it. But the entirety is that allowing your life to bring praise to God. Your life, people saying something else, I thank God. People are thanking God daily because of you. People are thanking God daily because of you. That's a sacrifice of praise, rather. The sacrifice of praise. Paul said that the sacrifice of praise, to offer the sacrifice. Offer the sacrifice. Most of you that know about these Nollywood movies, you see when they show all those shrines, when they come and be pouring their offering on the sacrifice. So God says, offer the sacrifice of praise to me continually, non-stop. Look at 1 Corinthians 10 verse 20. Let me show you something. Yes, it's good we open the scriptures like this. I like when we open Bible like this. 1 Corinthians 10. I want to show something that is very serious. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 20. It says, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. The things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. the things that this Gentile sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. Most of those useless songs you hear from this whiskey, Davido, those songs you're hearing, those are sacrificed to devils. When you hear them, only thing that fills your mind is immorality, sex, how to make fast money, things that have negative vibration. That the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. You don't join their sacrifice. When you are singing those songs, you don't know you're giving praise to Satan. You don't know. You are singing those songs. It's not glorifying God. It's glorifying Satan. You're giving sacrifice to Satan. If it does not glorify God, it blesses Satan. So you don't join the Gentiles in their oblation. When they are pouring oblation to their master, you don't join them. You separate from it. That's why he calls us ecclesia, the called out ones. That is the church. You are called as separated. If there is no separation, you are not yet in the church. And you are in the church, does not mean you are in the building here. It's not the building. The church is the body, it's spiritual. You have been elected and separated, sanctified, called out to give sacrifices. So maybe when you are walking on the road and hear those Babylonian songs, you don't join them to give melody and to sing the praises of the devil. Rather, you give praise. The Bible says, let him that glory, glory in the Lord. Know the kind of songs you sing. Know the kind of thoughts you think. I beseech you by the mercy of God, present your bodies and all its faculties, a living sacrifice, holy unto God. In verse 2, he said, now be you not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's not God that renews your mind. God regenerates your spirit, but you have the duty of renewing your mind. How do you renew your mind? It is by meditation on the right things. Whatsoever is good, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is of good report, whatever is acceptable, on these things think. You renew your mind by the word of God. Because you have been born again, your mind is not born again. Your mind can still think of those things you did in Egypt. So you begin to renew your thoughts, your mind, with the word of God, with right communication. And as you are doing that, you are getting renewed day by day. Now, it comes to a level that everything about you begins to draw a sweet aroma to God. Anywhere you are passing, as you are walking past, you are like, you are a mobile perfume in the presence of God. Everything about you sweetens the heart of the Father. Everything about you sweetens and gladdens the heart of the Elohim. Priesthood and sacrifices. Okay, we have been called to a priesthood. We have not been called to just escape hellfire. God did not just call you into the fold in Christ to escape hell. No. He first called you to offer acceptable sacrifices. We have been made priests and kings to our God that we should reign on earth. So, in the course of giving these sacrifices, pleasing the Father, we automatically belong to His commonwealth. Then the path of Satan, his adversaries, and the enemies of God are not for us. Hell is not for us. When you see people that are just only, the only thing they are afraid of is hell, 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 hell. The only thing that, hello, please. I preach against hell very well. Very, very well. I preach against it. But the fact is that if you are in the kingdom of God only because you fear hell, there is trouble. Because anytime that fear reduces, you go back to Egypt. That's why you need to understand your duty. Understand why you are here. If you don't understand the purpose, then it will be defeated. You are here as a priest to offer sacrifices to God. There's a sacrifice of prayer. Have you seen the sacrifice of prayer? Psalm 141 verse 2. There's a sacrifice of prayer. we are priests and kings unto our God. Psalm 141 verse 2. Rather, I read from verse 1 to 2. Psalm 141, 1 to 2. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. You know what incense is? Let my prayer come before you as that smoking incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Even when we say, let's lift up our hands and magnify the Lord, I say, waving your hand. The waving itself is going as an evening sacrifice. God is accepting that one. Eh? Don't think it's every time you open your mouth. There are sometimes the Holy Spirit will just prompt you, lift up your hands. Don't say anything. Just begin to wave to me. Begin to. That one, he called it an evening sacrifice. There's the morning oblation. There's the evening oblation. David likened the lifting up of the hands as the evening sacrifice. So there are different acts of worship that come as sacrifice to God. Prayer, he said it rose up as an incense. In Revelation, they talk about the prayer of the saints that rose up as an incense. And it provoked the emergence of angels that came down to the earth. So every spiritual activity we carry, listen to me, when you open Bible and you are reading, is a sacrifice. The Father honors it. When you open your mouth, you are praying, is a sacrifice. When you are singing to God, is a sacrifice. When you take your time, you're listening to a godly message like this, it's entering your soul, it's a sacrifice. These are spiritual sacrifices. That as you're doing the sacrifices, often the altar will be burning, and the fire will not go out. Many people, the fire on their altar goes out because no sacrifice on the altar. There is the sacrifice of love, but time will not permit me now because we are going to pray. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16. Hebrews 13:16. He said, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. But to do good and to communicate, don't forget. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. To do good, to communicate, is a sacrifice you should not forget. And in this, God is well pleased. To do good. Anything for the person around you that you know that is in your capacity to do, you do. He said, in that, God is well pleased. So, lending to the poor, giving to the poor and the needy is a sacrifice. And God is well pleased by it. To do good and to communicate, God is well pleased by it. There is a sacrifice of resources to God, material resources. Look at Philippians 4:17. I think this is the last scripture I should check. I think, oh, if I don't check another one. Philippians chapter 4, verse 17 to 19. I read, the scripture says, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full. This is Paul speaking. Having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell. Are you seeing? The things they gave to Paul from their resources, which you can call money now, to support the ministry of Paul, as they gave it to him. Paul said, is an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well pleasing to God. They communicated to the ministry of Paul. To see that Paul's ministry kept moving, the church in Philippians. Then in verse 19, Paul now said, but my God shall supply all your need according to your riches, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So it was because they had communicated to the needs of Paul, Paul now gave them this blessing. Say, but my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Before the God of Paul attended to these their needs. Are you seeing the sacrifice they made to the ministry of Paul? Sacrifice went forth. first of all. Supports to the Christian ministry, to the work of the kingdom, is a sacrifice well pleasing to God. To see that the work of the kingdom keeps moving. Because without the material resources, the ministry is hindered. Paul said it's an order of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. The kind of sacrifices we can give to God, we can't exhaust talking about them now. But I think we are going to draw the curtain here for the next time. Priesthood and sacrifices. You are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. You are a holy nation. Listen, you know, if you are that type of person that Satan comes to you often and tells you are useless. Satan tells you, see your life now. Nothing good will come out from your life. Satan tells you, look at you, are empty. You are empty. You look at the devil, you tell him, but see what scripture says, oh, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, called out of darkness, that I should show forth the marvelous light of God. We have been called out of the domain. We have been transported, translated, conveyed from darkness into the light of God. So we don't dwell in darkness. You know your identity as a priest. You are not an orphan. He said, for God has sent forth the spirit of a son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. My Father. Abba means my Father. Personal. Not our Father now. There was a time Jesus taught them to pray our Father who art in heaven. But when the Holy Ghost had come, that is the spirit of adoption that teaches us to cry, my Father. You have a connection with God directly. That when you offer sacrifices, it becomes acceptable to God and He receives them. He receives the incense coming from you as a sweet smelling savour, and you will utter the words and say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Rise up on your feet. Begin to appreciate the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for revealing my identity to me. Thank you for revealing my identity. Thank you for revealing my identity to me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Come on, go ahead. Masuka Terias. We are called to the priests. We have been called into priesthood. We have been called into priesthood. Eternal priesthood. Eternal priesthood. And our priesthood does not end here on earth. Our priesthood does not end in this time of eternity, in this side of eternity. It does not end on this side, Jordan. It transcends beyond time, beyond seasons. Our priesthood is for all eternity. And when mortality, we put on immortality. When corruption, we put on incorruption. Before His presence, we will continually offer sacrifices. The sacrifice does not end. We are eternal priests of Yahweh. We are the eternal priest of our Father. I know who I am. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Called out of death, called out of limitations, into His marvelous light. Called out of darkness into the marvelous light of God. Somebody begin to profess your identity. Begin to proclaim who you are in Christ, in God. What a privilege. What a privilege. Amanes. Kinimi ala la la valush. Ani ala dereshi gada gada. Sheki ando ganda dali. Shakandi. I know who I am in Christ in God. I've been called out into eternal light, into illumination. Imanagelegeli, iminimia, venusa tebaya dopa, jinaya dosayalish, jish. My sacrifices will be acceptable to the Father from today. I am you. I from today, arising from my life is the incense of glory, incense of beauty, incense of righteousness and holiness. All the days of my life, oblations rising every day from me to heaven. Oblations everywhere in everything I do. Oblations are rising to the Father from my life. My life is well pleasing to the Father. My life is bringing glory, bringing honor to the Lamb of God. I'm a lagido. What a mighty revelation before us today. To know that if there are priests of darkness that have made enchantments and divinations against us, we are also priests that can undo the divination and enchantments. If they are priests in darkness, they are also priests in light. And we are those priests in the light. Somebody go ahead and say, Lord, from today I take up the garment of my priesthood. I take up the ephod, the breastplate of righteousness. I take up the garment of my priesthood to appear before you morning and night, every day of my life. Somebody is taking up his garment of priesthood. You are taking up your ephod. You are taking up your castle. To perform spiritual sacrifices to God. To perform spiritual sacrifices to God. Acceptable before him. Le kufuna siki anjeni kompre. Barusa kobina. Priest that will bring oblations to the Father before the altar of the incense. Priest, I will bring up a places of worship before Abba Father. Priest, I will bring up the incense of worship. Priest, I will bring up the incense of prayer. We may have neighbors, we may have people around us going through whatever they may be going through. We ought to know that we are priests, and if we offer sacrifices on their behalf, God will hear. He said the Lord does not hear the prayer of the sinners, except the sinner comes in repentance. But for us, the Lord will hear us as we are priests unto Him. When we intercede for the lost ones, when we intercede for those who are lost in sin, when we intercede for those who are sick, when we intercede for those who are oppressed, the Lord will hear us. The Lord wants us to open up to our priesthood. The Lord wants us to open up to the realm of our priesthood. The Lord wants us to operate in a dimension of priesthood. From today, we will begin to operate as priests. Go ahead in 1 minute. Say, Lord, from today, I begin to operate in my office as a priest. Lift up your right hand and pray this. Say, from today, Lord, I begin to operate in my office as a priest. And I know that when I call, you answer. When I seek, I find. When I knock, the door is open. Grace to function in our office as priests before the Father. Grace to function as priests in our office before the Father. I pray for each and every one of you, as your hands are lifted up, that the Lord will receive every sacrifice you bring before Him. None of the sacrifice will go the way of Esau. None of the sacrifice will go the way of Cain. Your sacrifices will be acceptable. The Lord will honor the sacrifices you give to Him. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and appreciate the Lord.
Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. The word of God is changing us. The word of God is empowering us. It's equipping us on every side. Father, we thank you for the proceeding of your word. Father, we thank you.
God, through His servant, Apostle Christian Nwoke, has just delivered to you a message from heaven. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen.
For your programs, bookings, crusade, and testimonies, message us on WhatsApp with +234 703246 9360. You can follow Apostle Christian Nwoke on Facebook. Download our messages through the following platforms: www.foreshare.com, or by messaging us on WhatsApp. You can also get the messages on our Telegram and YouTube channel by searching Apostle Christian Nwoke. Visit our website www.ghsermons.com for more information.
You can also spread the gospel we preach by becoming a kingdom partner with us through your love offerings. Kindly message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360 to become a partner.
We are God's army global, bringing the fullness of God to every man, and taking as numberless as the sand by the seashore to heaven with us, even you.